Welcome to the Process Analysis Unit. This unit is from the Fundamentals of Health Workflow Process Analysis and Redesign component. In two parts, this unit covers the background and methodology for process analysis.
After successful completion of this unit, you should be able to describe the purpose of process analysis, describe skills and knowledge necessary for process analysis, perform a process analysis for a given clinic scenario, and then given results of a process analysis, you should be able to draft a summary report as well as identify desired electronic medical record functionality. The six topics covered in this unit include objectives of process analysis skills and knowledge, the steps needed for process analysis, the typical clinical practice processes, process variations and exceptions in the clinical practice, and identifying EHR functionality from process analysis. Healthcare is comprised of individuals working in processes. As W. Edwards Denning stated, the way to consistently improve the performance of individuals is to improve the system or process. Process analysis is a way to examine a process and identify these opportunities for improvement. There are different ways to analyze processes. Often, the methods concentrate on one or more process aspects. The process analysis methodology covered in this unit focuses on, first, identifying processes in use at a clinic, and then second, translating information about the processes into a list of electronic medical record functions that are needed at that clinic. The purpose of this type of process analysis is to make the best match possible between an EMR and a clinic and to optimally leverage health information technology to improve patient care. Before we start, and in a way as an introduction, we will cover the following definitions. We will revisit the definition of process and process analysis, and we will introduce the definition for process improvement. Merriam-Webster defines process as a series of actions or operations conducing to an end, especially a continuous operation or treatment. Similarly, the American Society for Quality defines process as a set of interrelated work activities characterized by a set of specific inputs and value-added tasks that make up a procedure for a set of specific outputs. The word procedure is related to process. The American Society for Quality further defines a procedure as the steps in a process and how these steps are to be performed for the process to fulfill the customer's requirements, which is usually documented. Important characteristics of processes for our work are that processes have 1. Sequence or order, 2. Steps, which are also called activities, actions, operations, or tasks, 3. Inputs and outputs, and 4, they happen over and over again. That means they are ongoing. For example, appointment scheduling is a common process in a healthcare facility. Merriam-Webster provides several definitions for the word analysis. The one most relevant for our work here is an examination of a complex process, its elements, and their relations, or a statement of such an analysis. So, a process analysis is an examination of a process, to understand its elements, such as steps and actions, and the relationships between them, including the order of the steps, what things can be done in parallel versus those that need to be done sequentially, who or what performs each of the steps, and then maybe where they are performed. However, because the goal of our analysis is to ultimately improve a process, we will also look for things like gaps, lack of conformity with best practice, undue delays, redundancy, rework, and lack of efficiency. For us, the combination of 1, understanding process elements and the relationships between them, and 2, identification of opportunities for improvement comprise process analysis. If we define a process as a continuous series of actions or operations conducing to an end, then process improvement is making changes to a process to make it better in some way. In healthcare, the Institute of Medicine listed 6 areas or goals for health quality improvement. They are safe, effective, efficient, timely, patient-centered, and equitable. We improve processes by analyzing them and identifying things that could be made better. DeMarco further outlines process analysis skills helpful to overcome the challenges inherent in process analysis. These are knowledge of data and data system concepts, knowledge of clinical workflow concepts, and the ability to communicate these concepts. We have also added the ability to identify problem areas. There are many different methods of analyzing processes, and they have been contributed from different fields, including business, quality improvement, industrial engineering, cognitive science, computer science, and informatics. It is impossible to review all of the perspectives and methods in this unit. We will take a very pragmatic approach in the framework presented here. Our approach is based on first forming an objective picture of clinic processes, process variations, and exceptions, and then translating information about the processes into a list of electronic medical record functions that are needed at that clinic. The purpose of this type of process analysis is to make the best match possible between an EMR and a clinic, and to optimally leverage health information technology to improve patient care. The unit on process redesign focuses on identifying areas for improvement and ways to change clinic processes to improve healthcare. Like process diagrams, process analysis can occur at different levels. A detailed process analysis examines each process, usually using a process diagram, and looks for clues to inefficiency, redundancy, or opportunity for error. An analysis at this level might also collect some data about how the process operates. For example, time from patient check-in to time seen by the provider, as well as interview practice providers and staff to understand their perceptions of opportunities for improvement. While this level of detail in process analysis is often necessary to troubleshoot problems, it is not routinely necessary for the task of identifying an EHR that is a good match for a particular clinic. For this, we recommend a less detailed approach. By less detailed, we mean identifying the major things that, based on a clinic's core function, the EHR needs to do, and developing an understanding of how the clinic does each of these. We adopt the less detailed approach here. First, start with process inventory and a process diagram. These should provide a context diagram showing clinic functions and a flowchart for each process. Next, for each process, list the process variations applicable to the clinic as well as exceptions that often occur. For example, for a patient visit, a common exception would be that a patient cancels or does not show up. Then finally, the last step in process analysis is to report the findings. The findings from a process analysis would include major observation, a list of EHR functionality necessary to support clinic functions, and opportunities for improvement, either technology assistant or otherwise. A separate unit mentioned identification of major processes in use at a healthcare facility. After the processes are listed, the analyst works with leadership at the healthcare facility to identify those processes that are of high priority for analysis and improvement. All of the processes can't be assessed. Some can't feasibly be improved with the available resources. For others, the gain would be too small to make the effort worthwhile. Still others can be improved, but by means other than the use of health IT. After the processes for analysis have been identified, the analyst, working with people from the clinic, creates diagrams of the processes. These graphical representations of the process are used in the process analysis and redesign. We start with a process inventory and diagrams because sometimes they are all that is needed. And they point to areas where different types of objective information may be needed. A separate unit covers creating process diagram. This unit assumes that students are familiar with at least one method of creating a graphical representation of a process, for example, with a flowchart. A process inventory is a list of the main processes used by a practice. If there are more than 20 or 30 processes on your inventory for a practice, you may be working at too detailed a level. If the practice consists of multiple specialties, you will have a larger number of processes on the inventory and the analysis will take longer. For each process, the main activities, roles, locations, flow, and information needs are identified, either in writing or by using process diagrams as described in other units. These steps are preparatory to process analysis and are covered in separate units.
An inventory should also specify which of the common process variations are in use at that practice. For example, virtually all practices need to obtain biological samples and have those samples analyzed. However, how and where the lab samples are processed varies among clinics. The common variations are: 1. All lab tests are processed and analyzed at the clinic. 2. The blood is drawn at the clinics, but samples are sent to a central lab for processing. Or 3. Some of both, depending on the type of sample and the tests that are needed on the sample. The workflow, data flow, and information needs for each of these variations differs. In the following scenario, which of the process variations are used? A physician's assistant, James, tells a patient, Paul, that there is an unusually high number of strep cases in the community over the past month, and that based on the appearance of his throat, he may have strep throat, and that she would like to swab his throat and do a rapid strep test. Paul agrees. James swabs his throat with a long cotton tip swab and does a test. 5 minutes later, James returns and tells the patient Paul that the test was positive. So in this scenario, for the rapid strep test, the practice is obtaining the sample, a throat swab, and performing the test in the clinic. Importantly, most clinics will use multiple process variations. The occurrence of multiple variations is a signal to the analyst that first, the EHR must support multiple options, and two, that there are criteria for making the decision of which variation to use, and that the electronic health record will likely need to show different screens or otherwise facilitate the process variants based on the criteria. Process choices, sometimes called branches, indicate important functionality needed in an EHR. Now we need to understand process variations and exceptions. Process variations are processes used by the clinic, that is, the way a particular clinic does something, the clinic's process. They are called variations because they vary from clinic to clinic. For example, some clinics only schedule appointments by phone, while others use online scheduling or both online and phone. There should be a process diagram for the variation or variations used by the clinic. Process exceptions are errors or common odd things that happen during the clinic's processes. Things like a lab sample goes bad, or a patient has to leave the appointment early. You will most likely not have the time and resources to create process diagrams that include all exceptions. They are important to note because the electronic health record functionality needs to cover expected exceptions and needs to have a generic way to handle the unexpected. On the following slides, we will list common process variations and exceptions for the processes used by most clinics. This concludes the first of two lectures for the Process Analysis Unit. You may go on to the second lecture or stop and return to the second lecture at a later time.